Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, after getting bumped to ESPN2 on Friday, we are back on ESPN Today.
I'm Tony Kornheiser, and I could tell because it smells better over here. It does.
Man, you're just insulting the people at the Deuce, taking a shot at them.
Not really. I'm actually smelling my dog. Jesse is down laying on the floor here. Happy about that. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the men's Final Four is set. The women will get there tonight, and Patrick Beverley taunts LeBron. But we begin today with the news that Lamar Jackson had asked the Baltimore Ravens to trade him 3 weeks ago. The former MVP clearly does not wish to remain in Baltimore under the franchise tag after he could not work out a satisfactory contract there. Apparently, Jackson hasn't gotten a contract offer he likes on the open market. Jackson's a great player. Wilbon, what do you expect the Ravens to do?
The Ravens play it by ear, Tony. I mean, I understand what Coach Harbaugh said today. I expect him to be there week one. I expect him to be my quarterback. He said all the things I think, particularly been blindsided by a tweet as he walked into a room, that a coach should say and have some harmony with that player who he's been close to for 5 years. But I think they have to play it by ear. You see if somebody makes an offer. If somebody makes a great offer, then you listen. If they don't, then you keep trucking. You put the franchise tag on him, and you keep moving. So I think this is fluid now. But nobody's made that offer, Tony. I mean, he said he made this known on March 2nd. You've had a month.
Yeah.
Nobody's come forward with an offer. People don't want to give him $230 million guaranteed. And wow. You got to pay twice if you do it now. You got to pay up the two draft picks, unless you work out some of the compensation, two number ones, and then you're going to give him $230 million guaranteed. Nobody's done that. But Lamar says, well, this is my value. Well, let's see if it's your value.
This is interesting to me that you are sympathetic to John Harbaugh on this. I think two things stand out to me as I look at the overview. One is that our friend Jason Lockenfora had this right months ago when he said Lamar Jackson is not going to play there again. And two is that I don't know what John Harbaugh is talking about. If this is true, if Lamar Jackson told the team that on March 2nd, then John Harbaugh has known that for 3 weeks. And for him to continue to go out there and say, I love him, he's going to be our quarterback. Like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? If I am the Ravens, I sit down and I wait for the offers to roll in. And if I don't get an offer I liked, I continue to sit down. And if Lamar Jackson doesn't want to play, I say, son, there's a seat over here for you too. Because, and I don't want anybody to think that I believe that the Ravens have the upper hand, because I don't. They're going to lose an MVP. They're going to probably lose a shot at the Super Bowl as a result of this. But if I'm going to lose a great player, Mike, I'm not giving him up for nothing. I'm going to wait and get something that I believe is a good number. And also, Mike, go ahead.
You just said, what is Harbaugh talking about? If he lands back in that room, Harbaugh's got to coach him. All I'm saying is, I don't care about Harbaugh's position. Harbaugh, I really don't know if he doesn't want to play there. This could all just be negotiating. They all wind up saying, well, it's a business. I understand it's a business. What? You've had a month. Nobody's made an offer. So maybe he will wind up back there again, Tony. This is not the NBA. Even though quarterbacks do have a leverage that is more NBA-like than the rest of their brethren in the National Football League, he could wind up back. Nobody's biting. They've had 3.5 weeks.
This.
Where they at?
This is a bombshell to me in this regard. This is clearly the ripple effect of the Deshaun Watson fully guaranteed contract.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know of a young, great quarterback who's had success, who has walked away from a team at this age. Andrew Luck quit. Michael Vick had legal issues. And everybody else is old when they leave. They're old.
Yeah.
This is different.
Yeah. And by the way, Baltimore, they've won, last I checked, 2 Super Bowls. And Lamar Jackson wasn't the quarterback of either team. And he's won 1 playoff game. I'm just saying. Okay? Let's move to the surprising Final Four. Last year was all chalky. This year is the opposite. Florida Atlantic top Kansas State. San Diego State upset overall number 1 seed Alabama. then edged Creighton after a tough foul call on the Blue Jays in the final seconds. Miami eliminated one seed Houston, then top Texas. And UConn continued blistering opponents, beating 3-seed Gonzaga by 28. Killed my bracket at that point. Tony, what do you make of what went down this weekend?
So I watched whatever I could this weekend. Three of the games were great, and the Gonzaga-UConn game was a complete dog. And my explanation on that is that Gonzaga gave everything it had to beat UCLA, a game that probably meant the world to them, being a West Coast school. And they had nothing left after that. They had nothing left. And I said this to you, when Tennessee beat Duke and then lost to Florida Atlantic, they just really had nothing left. I am surprised, Mike, that Kansas State lost to Florida Atlantic. I am surprised that Texas lost to Miami. I thought Kansas State and Texas were potential winners. Let me give credit to Florida Atlantic. They've won 36 games this year. They got on the foul line. They made everything they had to make. Now, I think Noel should have taken a last shot. I don't think he should have given it up to a guy who seemed surprised.
He was going to take the last shot. He was going to take
the last shot.
Guy seemed surprised
to get the ball.
The play was
so
to come back to him.
All right. Yeah. Well, he didn't. Okay, he didn't. And then I was really impressed with Miami. Tough man-to-man defense, down 14 in the second half, and again, knocked down every foul shot that they could. My only disappointment on the weekend was the ending of the San Diego State-Creighton game, because you don't make that call. I'm sorry. You eat the whistle. You don't make that call. Creighton had just made a great defensive steal and a basket to tie the game, and it shouldn't end on that.
I'm glad you went through all that, Tony. I'm glad you went through the details of the weekend. I found the two weekends wildly entertaining. Wildly entertaining. Like, it can't get any better. I mean, you had these great performances. You had a breakout star in Noel. You had all this going on. It was wonderful. I was hanging on every play of every game. I didn't miss anything. And now, I'm done. I'm out. I don't care. And it's not because my bracket's dead. My bracket's been dead a few times in my life. And I had Gonzaga, Arizona, Marquette, and Texas. My bracket's dead. But the entertainment portion of the program's over. Now it's just four teams. It's to me. I watch as much of this as anybody watched it, except maybe some NBA scouts in America. And now I'm done. Like the result is less interesting to me than the process of getting there, if you know what I mean. And so I loved the process. And now, Tony, I don't find it compelling. Yeah. I don't find the matchups compelling. I mean, UConn is interesting in a way because they keep winning these games by just blowing
people out.
You're
going to love the next story then.
But
nobody told you about this show today, right? You didn't. Nobody prepped you on this show. Because now you've destroyed the ability to ask the next question. I should go to my notes.
No, I haven't.
We're going to keep going. So now we are down to four teams. Blah, according to you. Florida Atlantic,
blah.
San Diego State,
blah.
UConn, Miami, Wilbon. Which of these teams would you make the favorite? You don't even care.
They're all worthy. I don't care. They're all worthy. They really are. They're all like each one of these things I watched, and you and I actually have a long-standing relationship with one of the coaches, that being Jim Larranega in Miami. A long time, 25-plus years with him.
More.
And I found myself, saying, this is amazing. George Mason in 2004. But anyway, I don't want to get too far afield with that. UConn's a favorite. Because UConn just beats every non-conference opponent they've played all year. They beat by double digits. So they're the favorite.
Right.
I don't even know. I don't care what Vegas says. I don't know what Vegas says. You will take us through Vegas and what they've got. I don't give a damn about Vegas.
I don't know what Vegas says.
So they're the favorite, right? But all these teams are deserving for what they navigated.
They're the favorite because they played four games in this tournament, and they won by 24, 15, 23, and 28. They're killing it. So, yes, they're the favorite, even though they went through a patch in conference where they lost 6 out of 8 and they fell from ranked second in the country to I don't know where. I underrated them. I underrated the Big East Conference. They are certainly the favorite. Let me get to Larranega. Well, before that, the other thing that's true, Mike, is that at the end of Saturday night and going into Monday, either Florida Atlantic or San Diego State is going to be playing for the national championship. Today is March 27th, I believe. If on February 27th you had said to me, hey, I got an idea. Florida Atlantic's playing San Diego State tonight on TV. Let's watch. If you had said that to me, I would have said, get out of my house.
That's because why I just mean, said I don't care. You made fun of me. That's exactly why I said I don't care.
Jim Larrañaga, who we've known since he was an assistant with Terry Holland, when they recruited Ralph Sampson of Virginia.
It's 40 years ago. 40 years, yeah.
He took two unbelievably long shot teams to the Final Four. George Mason, who had never been there before and ain't ever getting there again.
Yeah.
And Miami, which is a football school and had never been there before. And I'll tell you this, Mike. He should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Jim Larrañaga should be in the Hall of Fame for doing that.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I think seven coaches have taken more than one school.
Not schools like that.
To the Final
Not
Four.
Not schools like
Larrañaga.
That.
When you're one of seven ever. That's pretty
Coming
impressive.
Up. Caitlin Clark puts on a show while Kim Mulkey leads LSU to the Women's Final Four, which is a bigger deal.
And did Pat Bev go too far mocking LeBron? He mocked LeBron.
You know what's
LeBron
great about the Final Four? The greatest thing about the Final Four is there's three teams on I-95, the greatest highway in America. Nobody in Chicago. I-95.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
It's mail time, proof that you have issues.
Mail
see
time.
What's first here. Iowa and LSU advance to the Final Four. What's the bigger deal, what Caitlin Clark or Kim Mulkey pulled off?
Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark, come on. There's been one 40-point triple-double in NCAA history. None in the tournament. And, I mean, this is insane. You watch her. Yesterday, Tony, I wasn't even watching at the beginning. And I get a text from somebody on my text chain saying, hey, Caitlin Clark has either scored or insisted on like 18 straight points. By the time I turned over and kept watching, it became 30 consecutive points. She's the show, okay? Noel and Caitlin Clark, they're March Madness. Everybody else, take a step back. They are the stars. The answer to everything is Caitlin Clark.
Not going to insult Caitlin Clark. She is amazing. She is tremendous. To get that stat all the way down the line, she scored or assisted on 70 of Iowa's 97
it's
points.
Crazy.
That's just, it's amazing. All right, but they were pretty good the moment she got there. If I have this right, she was 20-10 as a freshman 2 years ago, 24-8 as a sophomore before this year. Kim Mulkey takes over a program that had once been a great program and had fallen on lean times. I think they were 9-13 when she got there. You know what her record is at LSU? It's 58-8. It's 58-8. Look at what LSU has done. They hired Brian Kelly and they hired Kim Mulkey. They spent a lot of money on people and they're going to win championships as a result of that. Because the coach there won a championship at Louisiana Tech as a player. And she was on a gold medal Olympic team in 1984.
Won everywhere
she won
been.
Three titles at Baylor as the head coach at Baylor. And she's going to win at LSU. So in my mind, that's sort of quicker into the Final Four, quicker getting good. I just want to say one other thing, because there's a game tonight that I do care about, and that is Maryland and South Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Maryland gets the opportunity to play against the best, and it's an opportunity, Mike, to play against the best team in the country, undefeated South Carolina. I assume South Carolina will win, but I'm rooting for Maryland. It's a local
Can
for
I
me.
Remind people quickly, yeah, Kim Mulkey, you listed all those credentials. Kim Mulkey's in something we like to call the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
Okay?
Yeah.
So anyway, doubting Kim Mulkey's credentials across the board from the time she was about 16 until now. And
She's
by
good.
The way, I'm going to go here for a second. The controversy is the fashion and what she's wearing. It's fabulous. She's a show person. She knows what she's doing. She gets attention for herself, her school, and then she delivers. I want to see what Kim Mulkey's wearing to the game. Come
on
now.
We have no time for this
now.
Now we have no time.
Huh?
We have no time for this. Leave it to Wilbon to talk about women's fashion. I love it.
Fashion. Anybody.
Are you
fashion.
Okay? I don't care about this next question. You take all the time you want. Are you okay with your boy Patrick Beverly mocking LeBron as too small?
Tony, the Bulls have been transformed. Patrick Beverly, Chicago, born and raised. Patrick Beverly, when he got finally signed with the Bulls, traded, signed, whatever, he says, you know, I'm going to come home, and I'm going to do this in front of the hometown people with my hometown team, and I'm going to make Zach LaVine better, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. He's delivered on all of it. Because they're 10-5 since he got there. They've won 7 out of 9. He's a tough guy. Last night, Billy Donovan said, we were too quiet. I mean, he's the personality. He's been there a minute and a half. But when he did this to LeBron, it's part of who he is. But I know if he had done this to Michael Jordan, we all would have said, oh, my God, Jordan is going to score 60 on him the next game. Now I want to see what LeBron's going to do because they play again this week in Chicago. I can't believe LeBron's going to take this. I can't believe the Bulls can beat them again. Did he go too far? Yes, but that's who Patrick Beverly is. And the Bulls have been a different team with him. So I don't know how to reconcile those two things.
Let me dismiss Patrick Beverly very quickly. He's yappy, but he vowed vengeance on the Lakers and he exacted it. So my hat is off to Patrick Beverly in this case. Yeah. I want to talk about LeBron for a second because I got this great LeBron quote. LeBron has a magic foot doctor. He won't name the doctor specifically, but he said, and this is a
LeBron
direct
after
quote,
the show.
The LeBron of feet. Called his doctor LeBron of feet. I love this. I love self-referential egomania. Wilbon, you have foot problems. You should maybe get this guy unless you've got the Michael Jordan of feet.
Well,
let's take one last break.
You know.
Still to come. Amid a lot of bad news for the Mavericks, Luka Doncic gets some good news, relatively speaking.
The Mavericks, what a joke they are. Tonight's matchup of Joel Embiid and Nikola Jokic, not happening. We'll tell you why. The Mavericks, they're slobs. They look like...
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Happy time, people. Happy 60th birthday, Randall Cunningham. Cunningham was a four-time Pro Bowler and a star on the Vikings and the Eagles. Cunningham had a huge arm, was also a powerful runner. What has been forgotten is that Cunningham was an All-American punter at UNLV. In a sense, his type of quarterbacking was a precursor to what has become the norm now. We could probably draw a line from Cunningham through Steve Young, through Michael Vick, to Lamar Jackson and Justin Fields. Cunningham's daughter, Vashti, is a decorated high jumper who got a bronze medal at 2019 World Championships and is on the U.S. Olympic team.
That touchdown where he's bouncing off New York Giants and throws into the end zone, I believe I covered that game. Randall Cunningham was a magician. And Tony, now I think Steve Young may be a minute or two older than Cunningham.
Okay.
Which maybe means it goes from Steve Young to Cunningham. But wow, talk about birds of a feather, pun intended. You know, there's a lot of great quarterbacks out there now. I don't think any more exciting to watch than Randall Cunningham.
Happy anniversary, Bill Walton. Around this day 50 years ago, the great UCLA center made 21 of 22 field goal attempts, scored 44 points to lead UCLA past Memphis State with Tubby Finch and Larry Keenan for the Bruins' seventh straight NCAA title. This game was in St. Louis. Walton later joked that John Wooden told him, quote, "I used to think you were a good player until you missed that one shot." That 44 is still the most points in a final. This was Walton's last college title. The next year in Greensboro, Walton's UCLA lost in the national semifinal to NC State with David Thompson and Tom Burleson, who 2 days later beat Marquette for the title.
All right, I know that you have experience with both those games. Which was more impressive to you, Walton, or another thing you were courtside for, Christian Laettner? Which one?
21 out of 22, and I was younger then, and I'd never been to St. Louis before, so it's a big deal. Happy trails to Luka Doncic's 16th technical foul. The NBA has rescinded Doncic's 16th technical foul, making Doncic eligible for the Mavericks game at Indiana tonight. The threshold for a one-game suspension is 16 techs, which Doncic picked up yesterday for cursing at a referee in a loss at Charlotte. Doncic has flirted with a suspension the last two seasons, amassing 15 technicals in each. Last season, a 16th was similarly rescinded. Dallas is now 7-13 since trading for Kyrie Irving, after going 29-26 without Irving. The Mavs are now out of the play-in. So how's that trade working out? Great job by Mark Cuban on this one.
Yeah, I'm not going to just blame Mark Cuban. There's plenty of blame to go around. Certainly with Kyrie, people keep betting on him. Why? I don't know. Luka, this is his official pose. Not this. He'd be the logo if the logo was this. Whining. They look awful, Tony. They do. I mean, what a whiny bunch of little pooches they are right now.
One correction, 17 coaches have brought two different schools to the Final Four. Not seven, as Wilbon said, but I don't know that anybody's brought two schools like Larrañaga's brought two schools that have never been there before. Let's go to the big finish. The Warriors lost to the Timberwolves. Is that significant?
Yes. I mean, it broke their nine-game home winning streak. More importantly, they're like two games out of being out of the play-in. There's a lot to go out there, even for the Dubs. 49ers GM John Lynch says Brock Purdy's the leader in the clubhouse to start at QB when healthy. Does that surprise you?
Very much so. They traded up to get Trey Lance. This guy was Mr. Irrelevant. It very much surprises me. 18-year-old phenom Melissa Thompson scored just 11 minutes into her NWSL debut. Are you impressed?
Yeah, how about this? She's still in high school. I would say so. Mike Trout is building a golf course in New Jersey that will be designed by Tiger. Does that excite you?
3 hours and 10 minutes from my house to Vineland, New Jersey. I need a cart. Last one. Sixers at Nuggets tonight. Embiid out as a precaution. You're disappointed, right?
Yeah, but he's got to be healthy for the playoffs, Tony. I understand the objective.
Time, Tony.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. And now, here is SportsCenter. No Embiid. No Embiid, Jokic, Tony. I was all into that tonight. Nah, I'm not.
Yeah.
It's your fault.
I'm watching Maryland, South Carolina.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.